Welcome to the infamous podcast, Bitch, I'm Not Well. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Brandy.
And we're invested on taking you down to Crazy Town, where we talk about crazy bitches who are truly unwell.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back. I missed you.
I missed you more.
It's been a really long time.
I know, a whole 5 seconds. All right. Today, I am going to tell you about Lynley Rennick.
That's a name.
We're going to call her the Venomous Vixen.
Ooh. Kind of sounds like a stripper name.
It's not. I know. I'm trying so hard.
You're going to do it one day.
Strippers who kill. Somebody let me know.
I have faith
in you. If you know of any stripper who has ever killed anybody.
Oh my God.
Or if you know of a story, that'd be great too.
Yeah. If you have any recommendations, it doesn't necessarily have to be strippers.
No, we need a good story about a stripper who has either tried to or has committed murder. So really this story is about Ben Rennick, who was a world-renowned snake breeder.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it, but that was his thing.
Everyone's got their hobbies.
That's true. On the outskirts of St. Louis, Missouri, Ben and his brother Sam lived in separate houses in their family's 70-acre spread. Ooh. This is where Ben built his empire of serpents.
Did he call it that?
No.
Okay.
Ben had a passion for these slithering beasts since he was a young boy, especially for reticulated pythons. Maybe he was related to Harry Potter.
Oh my God.
He would have been on the Slytherin team for sure.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he can speak snake.
I don't know what I just said. Okay. In 2010, Ben started his business, Rennick Reptiles, Inc., selling his snakes to buyers all over the world. He was thought of as an artist and a pioneer in the snake breeding industry.
Could you imagine if you were the delivery person?
Yeah.
And the box or the cage of the snake tipped over, you didn't know you had it in there. It's like comes slithering up while you're driving or comes out whenever you drop the package off.
Mm-mm.
I'd be done. I would hope that the place would have a doorbell camera so they can see.
I thought you were going to say DoorDash.
DoorDash. I would be dashing from that door, but I would like to video it to show me freaking the F out.
Snakes and spiders are not my thing.
Mm-mm.
In 2011, shortly after opening his business, Ben met up again with Lynley Gallatin. They knew each other as teens and really hit it off this time around. Lynley had a son from a previous relationship, and Ben took immediately to him. He was like his second dad. He was an awesome dad.
Lynley is a pretty cool name.
I love that name.
I do, too.
It is very pretty. In 2014, Ben and Lynley decided to get married. They had a small but beautiful wedding. I'm picturing one of the pythons as a ring bearer, possibly.
Oh, my God. I didn't think about that.
I wonder if it
What
did.
If they, like, walk down with the snakes around their neck? Oh. Like have one slither in the bouquet.
Yeah.
Oh, instead of a garter.
Of snakes.
Yes. And instead of a garter, there's a snake.
Yes.
This is creepy.
Just not our thing.
Nope, not the thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shortly after, the couple had a baby of their own, and they were blissfully happy. The business was booming, and Lynley even enjoyed handling, feeding, cleaning, and sorting the snakes. So she was all up in this business, you know, like a great partner, very present in the moment.
Good of her. Have you ever seen a snake poop?
Never watched one poop, no.
You remember when I was on the phone with you and I was trying to FaceTime you to see if you knew what kind of snake this was?
Yes.
It was pooping in the video.
No way.
It was. I was like, oh my God.
What does snake poop look like? Rat poop?
Yeah, kind of. It looked like slimier, but it was very little.
Bleh.
Yeah, it was weird.
No.
And I still don't know what kind of snake it was, but I got scared, so I just went back in the house.
No, that's too nasty for me.
Yeah, no, I don't want to.
In 2016, they opened a second business, Essentia Spa, in Columbia, Missouri.
Huh.
The spa was a longtime dream of Lynley, who once worked as a massage therapist. Lynley was described as a loving mother, devoted wife, and just a genuinely kind and caring person.
That is the exact opposite of a reptile. Important. Come on.
By 2017, Ben's snake business was wildly successful.
Woo!
He was shipping his snakes all around the world, from the UK to Japan, and was traveling to reptile conventions across the United States.
Wow. I wonder if he ever came to the one in Lake Charles.
I bet he did.
That's cool.
I bet he did. The last one that came, I asked my son to ask around, like, hey, do you know Ben Rennick or whatever? But, of course, he did not do as I requested.
Should have asked Megan.
Should have. She would have done it.
She would have done it.
Yeah, but she didn't go. So, Lindley's side of the business, though, the spa, was not doing great.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. She was struggling financially, and it wasn't long before the couple took to arguing about finances, even over Facebook messages.
So, wait, they were arguing about their finances on Facebook Messenger?
Messenger, yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she was asking for money due to being backed up on her loans, rent, staff payments, and all that. And this is where they started to fall apart.
I feel like that is a face-to-face conversation, not a Facebook Messenger. Why would
you
do...
Exactly. Why would you send a Facebook...
That's weird.
Anyway, like I said, they started to fall apart. Lindley strayed from her marriage with at least two other men.
Lindley?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Meanwhile, Ben started to realize that real money could be made and began making plans to sell the majority of his ball python collection.
I wonder how many he had.
A bunch. He quickly found out that his collection was worth around $1.2
million. Damn!
That's
snakes?
Just the ball pythons.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Apparently people really like snakes.
Man, we are in the wrong business.
Yeah, we got to get out of this podcast crap and go get us some snake forms.
I wonder if we can hire somebody to run our snake forms for us.
Definitely. Most definitely.
Most definitely. Okay, yeah. I don't want to touch them.
So Lindley confided in a spa employee, Ashley Shaw, who was her manager at the spa, that Ben had been abusive to her. And Ashley felt sorry for Lindley and wanted to help her. Together, they plotted to kill Ben by giving him a poisonous protein shake laced with 15 Percocet pills.
Okay, I don't think the normal train of thought from... Yeah. My husband's mistreating me. He's beating me to, hey, you know what? We should kill that.
Yeah. Especially if you're not really seeing any bruising or anything, you know, you can tell when somebody is being mistreated.
Yeah.
In some way or another, you can tell.
And I mean, you don't need to kill the guy. You need to get the woman away from him.
Yeah.
Help her start her life over. Help her be...
Would you like to come stay at my house?
Yes.
You know, let's help you file for a divorce. Let's help you get out of this. Let's put a restraining order on him. Something. Yeah. Nah. We're just going to give him a poisonous protein shake.
We have two options. You can come over and we can play Monopoly, or we can kill Ben. Which one would you rather?
So they actually carried the plan out, but he didn't die.
Oh,
he was very, very sick, but he did not die.
Dang.
Yeah. So I guess maybe he didn't know what had happened to him at that time. He didn't suspect that he had been poisoned or whatever. But
yeah, he probably just thought he had a virus or something.
Something. So Ben, or he was very happy for a while. He
might not have even remembered it.
Percocet pills?
What are those?
It's like a pain pill, Percocet.
Oh, yeah. See, he could have been so out of it. Yeah. He didn't even know he was sick.
He was just blissfully happy.
Dancing with the pythons.
Yeah. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Not funny, but it was funny. Okay.
It was a little funny.
All right, so Ben found a buyer for the ball python collection and made a payment plan. He had received the first $200,000 payment and was murdered shortly after.
What?
On June the 8th, 2017, a frantic Lindley Rennick called 911, screaming and crying that she had found her husband dead.
Liar! You did it!
When the police arrived, they were hesitant to enter the breeding building, of course.
Can't blame them.
Where Lindley said Ben's body was lying. There were over 3,000 exotic snakes in the building, and Ben was lying in a pool of blood. Initially, they thought maybe one of the snakes killed him.
Were these snakes free-range snakes?
No, they were all in these containers.
Okay.
Lindley called Ben's brother, Sam, and he ran to the building and also thought that one of the snakes might be responsible for his death. I mean, he had some really big, like, pythons and stuff.
So. Oh, okay. So not they weren't poisonous. They could have just, like, squeezed him and killed him.
I doubt that. I don't even know. I don't know that he had poisonous.
I would hope that you wouldn't sell poisonous snakes. Just maybe, like, some that can squeeze you to death or something.
Defang them, like. Flip out the fangs, maybe? I don't know if that. Okay. However, after looking around, the coroner, Dave Colbert, found Ben's body lying face down with shell casings all around him.
Well, maybe the snakes learned how to use a gun.
Pew, 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 pew. One of the casings was on a shelf just above Ben's head. He knew Ben's death was not from a snake. Bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow. What if it had been like crazy mix-up? The snakes learned how to pull the trigger.
With what?
With their little tails.
Oh, with their tail. Pew, pew. Ben was shot 8 times at close range, almost exclusively in his back.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do they know if, like, one of the first shots killed him, or did it, was he alive, like, for all 8? Did it say?
I think he suffered a bit.
Oh, God. Poor Ben.
The police ruled out a robbery gone wrong since all of the snakes were still in their cages, right? They're like,
yeah,
you're going to bust into this $1 million business and shoot somebody, and you're not even going to bother to make it look like a robbery. Yeah.
Yeah, so they didn't take his $200,000 or his snakes.
No. So This was apparently cold-blooded murder with cold-blooded reptiles. Oh, in the building. Wow,
look at that.
Did you get that?
I did. Very good connection.
Thank you. I learned it in first grade. They brought Ben's brother, Sam, in for questioning the next day. Sam cooperated in every way, agreed to a gunpowder residue test, and even took a lie detector test, which we discussed before. Some people don't even do. And he was like, hell yes, hook me up. Sam told the police he could not imagine Lindley having anything to do with Ben's death. Of course, he knew nothing of the troubles that were going on behind closed doors, but he was just like, she's the sweetest, you know, the kindest person. There's no way in hell that she's got anything to do with this.
So she's a good actress.
Yep. So Sam passed every test with flying colors, and the police released him, satisfied that he had nothing to do with his brother's murder. They also pulled in Lindley. They asked if she had any questions for them, and she asked, what happened? And then, I mean, what do I do?
How do I get his life insurance?
Right. Who do I call? That's what I mean.
How long? Is there like a waiting period, or is this something that can go through like right now?
Mm-hmm.
Can I use your fax machine?
So, of course, they were like, hey, do you know anybody that might be upset with Ben? She was like, no. However, she told the police that Ben had planned to sell the family land, and Sam... his brother was upset about it.
So Sam is sitting there saying what a great person she is. Yeah. And Lindley's like, that Sam guy.
Yeah.
He's mad.
You got it. You got it. So Ben inherited the land when their father, Frank Rennick, committed suicide in 2012. Frank had been implicated in a multi-million-dollar Ponzi scheme. What? Now, this is their dad. Involving fraudulent stock certificates.
Wow.
Sam thought maybe one of the victims of his father's crimes... was angry enough to take the revenge out on his brother, Ben.
I wonder if the police, like, really looked into Frank's suicide to make sure it was actually suicide.
Yeah, I think they did, yes. Wow. As Highway Patrol detectives continued their investigation, the reptile community stepped up and held an online auction of donated snakes, raising more than $40,000 for Ben's wife and children.
Well, that was a nice
thing. Very nice, yeah. Just 11 days after Ben's murder, Lindley was pulled in again by the police. They asked her if she had been speaking to anyone or if she had a relationship with anyone outside of the marriage, and she told them yes, with a man named Eric.
Lindley.
Bum, bum, bum!
So disappointed in you, girl.
They asked how often they would see each other, and she stated maybe once or twice a month. Now, you haven't been having problems in your marriage for that long.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to see a guy once or twice a month. Okay. Okay, Lindley.
We're going to believe you not.
Mm-hmm. So the detectives checked Eric's alibi and cleared him of any suspicion.
Oh, good for Eric.
Eric's okay. Good for you, Eric. Yeah. Sleeping with a married man's wife. Go, Eric. You're a champ.
you shouldn't look for that. And like, that's not what you want to be when you grow up.
No. Let's not forget about little Miss Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Who helped Lindley with the first attempt to kill Ben. Investigators pulled her in and she said, I'm sure you're aware that she was having an affair, a couple of affairs.
Was she having an affair with Ashley?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
That had really made it crazy.
I don't think so. This other man was Brandon Blackwell. That sounds like a badass name, doesn't it?
It does.
Lindley met Brandon on a dating website.
You're married. What are you? Why are you on a dating website?
Thank you. That's like my very next sentence. Like, it's real. Like, you're going to have an affair. Like, you bump into somebody. You're not going to get on a dating website while you're with someone.
That's insane. That's just asking to be caught.
It is, isn't it?
It really is.
It is. By now, investigators have found the Facebook messages between Ben and Lindley about her financial woes 3 months before his murder.
That's just weird that they were talking over Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was her down, you know, like.
Yeah, her downfall.
Yeah. So thank God she did.
Yeah.
Lindley was almost $200,000 in debt on the spa, and Ben had no idea she acquired so much debt. She had told him even if she went bankrupt, the bank could put a lien on them personally. So she's telling him all this stuff over Facebook messages. And Ben sent a message to Lindley just hours before he was murdered. And it read, no more lying, no more keeping things from me, no more not paying people and thinking it's okay to pay later.
Oh, so she wasn't like paying her suppliers and stuff.
Her staff, which, Ashley, why are you so devoted to a person who's not even paying you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or paying her other people. Maybe she was paying her.
Maybe, yeah.
Wasn't paying the other ones, but.
If Ashley was the manager, she's the one that's going to have to listen to them be mad for not getting paid.
Right. She wasn't writing those checks. Yeah. So 4 months later, Lindley was called in again by investigators and agreed to take a polygraph, which she failed. She held firm that she did not kill Ben, but investigators felt differently and that she possibly had help from another man in her life named Michael Humphrey.
Wait, is this a third guy?
Yeah.
That's not her husband?
Eric, Brandon, Michael. Yeah.
Dang.
Lindley had called and texted Michael several times, including the day Ben was killed. Lindley's gunshot powder residue test came back negative. Investigators only had circumstantial evidence, so Lindley was able to leave the interview a free woman once again.
But she's like, I got away with murder.
Yeah, I got away.
Never catch me.
The investigation went cold for nearly 3 years until unexpectedly someone came forth with everything Missouri Highway Patrol investigators were looking for. Ba-da-da-ding! Here's your little chimes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Sam, still unaware that investigators suspected Lindley, was left feeling uneasy, not knowing if the murderer, which he thought, you know, could be from his father's investors, would be coming after him or his family next. So
that would be scary.
Yes. Sam grew suspicious of Lindley after she began to refuse to talk to them or let them talk to the kids or even let him go get his brother's belongings. Like he wanted to go get some things of his brother, right?
Yeah.
After he died. And Lindley was like, nope. And you can't see the kids. Now they were like neighbors, always together, always celebrating everything, you know, like having dinner and this and that and the other. And all of a sudden she just cuts everything off. Sam stated that only weeks after Ben's death, Lindley sold the family property.
So it went to her and not to the brother.
Yes.
Oh, that's
I don't know how like their father committed suicide or whatever, but the land went to Ben. So maybe his brother got cash. I don't know. It didn't specify. But the land did belong to Ben.
Okay. So
Sam may have gotten a different portion or maybe a house or something like that. Sam and Ben did live on the same property. But anyway. Okay. So she sold the property, like I said. Then she closed her spa and left town in a hurry. It was like she was there one day, gone the next.
That's not suspicious at all.
Not at all. We don't know. Weeks, weeks after his death.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Yeah. Too late. In January of 2020, police followed up on a jailhouse tip from Brandon Blackwell.
What?
The online dating app guy, right?
Oh, Tinder.
Brandon, in jail at this time, contacted his dad asking him to call the detectives on Brennick's case and let them know that he wanted to talk to them.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. According to Brandon, he and Lindley continued seeing each other for over a year and a half after Ben's death and had a child together.
Dang, did they stop seeing each other when he went to jail?
Who knows?
That's why she broke up
with him. I don't know. Well, no. Well, this is why. This is why he's in jail.
Okay, okay.
Lindley alleged Brandon had become threatening towards her, and she got an order of protection against Brandon in September 2019. Brandon was charged with violating that order and stalking her, which he denies. Mm. We'll see. Okay, whatever.
See about that, mm-hmm. Brandon.
Brandon was willing to tell the detectives everything he knew about Lindley and the murder of Ben in exchange for getting out of jail. He told the detectives about the poison shake that Ashley Shaw and Lindley gave to Ben.
He knew about that?
Mm-hmm. Lindley told him.
Oh, man.
With their plan to be the last day of his life. So, yeah, Brandon knew. And Brandon said that Lindley confessed that and much, much more to him. When pills and poison failed to kill Ben, Brandon said Lindley turned to one-time boyfriend Michael Humphrey, which is who the cops suspected.
Right? Okay.
They drove to the farm together. Michael had gloves and a firearm. Now, this is all according to what Lindley had told Brandon. So he says, so Michael had the gloves and a firearm. The plan was for him to shoot Ben, but when they got there, he handed her the gun, saying he didn't feel comfortable doing it. It was something that she had to take care of. Brandon said that Lindley told him she walked in with the gun and just shot him a bunch of times. According to Blackwell, Lindley's spa employee, Ashley Shaw, was very much involved once again.
So, I mean, what are y'all doing? They just had sex. They're laying in bed. And she's like, you're not going to believe how I killed my husband.
Maybe, or possibly.
Like, over cereal for breakfast. Like, how does this conversation come up? And why do you tell? And him, she is telling you how she killed her husband.
Yeah.
You could be next, Brandon. Get the hell out.
Yeah. And you only want to tell the cops whenever you're in the hot seat? Like, why didn't you go forth to the cops?
Yeah, like prior immediately. To
this? Yeah. So on January the 16th, 2020, the police arrested Lindley Rennick and Michael Humphrey and charged them with the murder of Ben Rennick. Friends and family were in complete disbelief. They thought they got the wrong person. Like, yeah. So Sam now calls her a sociopath.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. The short of it, obviously, was money. Life insurance, the form, the business, Ben was worth millions.
Man, that's so messed up.
Mm-hmm. Police then arrested Ashley and made her aware of what her future might look like.
Ooh, you in trouble?
You in trouble, Ashley. They told her she was either Team Lindley or Team Missouri. And Team Lindley is going down for first-degree murder.
So how smart are you, Ashley? Are you going to pick the right team?
Yes.
Lindley ain't paying your bills no more, baby.
Yes, she chose leniency.
Good job.
And was on Team Missouri. So she told them all about the toxic ingredients in Lindley's venomous smoothie. And Ashley said that Lindley told her Ben had abused her and asked her to help her get prescription pills or anything in the amount that could help her kill him. So she got a hold of the 15 Percocet pills and gave them to Lindley. According to Ashley, after the shooting, Lindley claimed Michael Humphrey was the trigger man. But a few days later, she changed her story, confessing to Ashley to being the killer.
And you wanted her to be your bestie, Ashley. She killed people, and you're fine with it.
BFFFL. Until I go to jail.
To jail. We're going to be besties for life. Maybe we can be roomies in prison.
Ashley said that Lindley told her, once we got there, I was fine to do it. And so he handed me the gun, and I did it. Ashley said that Lindley never seemed remorseful.
So the guy she supposedly loved, she was fine with just shooting him.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. Good, mm-hmm. Good to know.
Lindley's legal team insists Michael Humphrey was the real shooter. Does it really matter?
Yeah.
And they argue the state's case isn't based on truth, but on the fearful, coerced testimony of Ashley Shaw, with the detectives telling Ashley, you're either on Team Lindley or Team Missouri. Team Lindley is going to jail. Of course, her attorneys said that phrase impacted Ashley to the point where she would say whatever she needed to leave that interview room. Adding further, it was only after that threat that she changed her story and implicated Lindley.
Oh. Y'all are making this so confusing, guys. Who did it?
Who done did it? In late 2021, Sam Renick was bracing himself for the trials of his brother's alleged killers. The first on the stand was Michael Humphrey.
Ooh, Mr. Hump.
Hump the dump. Do the hump the dump.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he was mad because Missouri didn't give anybody the option to be on Team Humphrey.
I want my own team.
Why doesn't anybody want to be on my team? Like, I always get picked last.
The prosecution said Lindley fired the gun and that Humphrey was in on the plan and provided the murder weapon, although the murder weapon had not been recovered. How you gonna do that? Humphrey's defense argued that he had been lured to the snake farm by Lindley, who claimed she wanted protection when asking Ben for a divorce. But Lindley had surprised him by pulling out a gun and shooting her husband.
Why didn't she just ask for a divorce on Facebook Messenger?
Or let me just post this on my wall. Please call my burner phone. Here's the number. Humphrey's defense argued that he had been lured to the snake farm by Lindley, who claimed she wanted protection when asking Ben for a divorce. But Lindley had surprised him by pulling out a gun and shooting her husband. Pew, pew, pew. The jury, however, didn't believe Humphrey's story of being an innocent spectator.
He was just there with the popcorn and pretzels.
Right? Oh. I'm here to protect her, so let's watch her pull out a gun and shoot a man in the back.
Eight times.
Right? There comes a point in time when you have to make that decision. Who are you protecting?
Yeah.
After deliberating for just 5 hours, the jurors convicted him of first-degree murder.
Oh, they weren't playing.
Not playing today. Sam, however, believes that Humphrey was telling the truth. Mm. He stated that Lindley is a manipulator and truly believes that Humphrey was manipulated into where he's at right now. After facing life behind bars, Michael Humphrey changed his story in hopes that he might be able to parole out eventually. I feel like this happens a lot.
Yeah. I wonder, like, how much of the change in stories are true and how much are just saying what they think they need to say to get parole.
Or yeah, that's a great question.
Get a lighter sentence.
And we'll probably never know the answer to that. No. Humphrey admitted to providing the gun that Lindley used to shoot her husband. So now it goes from she just asked me to go and defend her to I provided her the gun.
I knew she was going to do it.
Mm-hmm. And then he told them where they could find it.
Oh.
The gun was in his girlfriend's mother's attic.
Was this girlfriend a girlfriend at the time that Lindley killed her husband? Was he cheating on her?
I don't know if he was just a friend. Like, I think he was just an old friend.
Okay.
Yeah. With the murder weapon in hand, jurors in Lindley's upcoming trial would have to answer one unresolved question. Are you ready? Who pulled the trigger?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The prosecution painted Lindley as cold-blooded as one of her husband's snakes.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Snap.
Yeah, girl. Slither. Slytherin.
You're Slytherin, girl.
A killer who shot Ben and then went about her daily routine as if nothing had happened. She picked up her two children from school and drove them back to the place where she knew she was going to find their father's dead body because she killed him.
You think it was like, so kids, how was y'all's day? Oh, okay, y'all did math, y'all did science. How was your day, Mom? Well, I killed your dad, fed the snakes, cleaned some cages. Yeah. Y'all are going to be orphans soon because I'm going to go to jail.
Yeah, that's right. The defense countered by saying that Lindley lied and cheated on Ben. That didn't make her a killer. And she wasn't planning a murder. She was planning a divorce.
Well, it doesn't
give me an effing break.
I'm just a cheater. Yeah. I'm not a murderer.
I'm just a cheater.
I'm just a liar.
And a liar. I'm not a murderer. And Excuse me?
I'm not lying. How about that poison not being shake? A murderer.
How about the poisonous shake?
I was just trying to make him happy. try again.
So, yeah, they did try again. They went on to say that the man already convicted of murdering Ben, Michael Humphrey, took it upon himself, acting completely independently when he took Ben's life.
I don't believe you.
Then they throw Ashley Shaw up on the stand.
Here she comes.
Here she comes, ladies and gentlemen. And she swore that Michael Humphrey and Lindley were definitely full partners in crime.
They were definitely partners, not me.
Yes, not me. Not involved. I had nothing to do with it, zero. Oh, she had a little bit. Hold on. So she attested to Michael that she was supposed to meet Lindley at the spa, and they were going to go together to her house or his business, whatever, to kill him, either at home or at work. Ashley said after the murder, Lindley returned to the spa and asked Ashley to give her a shower and scrub her body and hands really well. And she washed them. Like, she did it.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like, she scrubbed her ass down.
So
this is why there was no gunpowder residue, right?
That's so weird.
Isn't it? Ashley told the jurors what Lindley told her about what really happened at Rennick Reptiles the day Ben was killed. She said that Michael got too nervous or didn't want to do it and handed her the gun, and she actually killed him. Lindley then told Ashley that she put the gun to his back and shot him several times.
Okay, so Ashley wasn't actually there.
No.
Lindley just told her what happened.
Okay. Lindley was bragging on what she had done to both Brandon and Ashley.
Something to be proud of, Lindley. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess.
And even though that's exactly what Brandon told the detectives, the defense claims Ashley Shaw, just like Michael Humphrey, made up this story in order to avoid life in prison. Now, why would Ashley be afraid of life in prison?
Like, yeah,
that wouldn't have happened.
No, she didn't do anything. And I mean, did her and Brandon sit down and make up the stories together? I doubt very seriously she signed the visitor's book when she was visiting him in prison.
Yeah, the online dating app. Did they meet through the online dating app as well?
Yeah.
And say, hey, I think we have somebody in common.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. So Michael Humphrey said that Lindley definitely shot her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She had the gun. He said he heard a shot come out. So he ducked down a little bit and looked inside the building like he wasn't even in the building. And she was at the end of the corridor, posed holding the gun.
So Lindley was.
Yes. And shooting him. So then they put Lindley on the stand. And they began tearing down a dead man's reputation, insinuating that Ben was troubled and sometimes violent. Lindley claimed once she was trying to escape when Ben turned physical after an argument. She claimed Ben grabbed her arm and pushed her into the refrigerator and said, "We're not done with this yet. We're going to finish it now."
Ooh.
Lindley Rennick never filed any police reports about the alleged physical abuse. Ben's brother Sam was like, that would never be anything that Ben would do. Like, that's just, that is not his temperament. That is not something, like, the way that he would treat his wife.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Maybe he did.
But you still don't need to shoot him in the back 8 times.
Yeah, well. Lindley then explained why she asked Michael Humphrey to accompany her that fatal day. She said, "Hey, my marriage is falling apart. Will you please just go with me? And, like, just make sure that I'm safe and I can get some stuff."
So she thought one of her best ideas was, I should bring one of the guys I'm cheating with. To go to my
husband.
I don't
know if she was cheating with Michael.
Oh, okay.
I think they were just friends, like we said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But regardless, you're not even going to Facebook message him that, hey, I'm coming by to get my stuff.
I prefer it if you weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stuff did she have in the snake house?
Yeah. Yeah. Lindley stated that she walked up behind Michael, and when Michael turned around, she saw a gun in his hand. She stated that she heard shots ring out. No! She screamed and ran outside.
Oh my gosh.
Then she heard more shots go off and she says everything just went numb.
I couldn't feel anything. Nothing.
She remembers staring at the trees and then Michael running out of the facility and pushing her towards the car and telling her, "We have to go, Lindley. Get in the car. We have to go now."
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Lindley admitted she didn't tell the truth to investigators because she was in shock, but said that it didn't add up to murder. She understood what that meant and how it looked. She just didn't know how to fully express that she never wanted Ben dead.
Okay, look, I'm a liar, But I'm not lying right now.
That's right.
That was a lot for me to go through.
In this moment.
There was a lot of stress. There was a lot of anxiety.
And I just couldn't remember what had happened because I was in shock. And that's why I brought the kids back.
Yep.
To see their dead dad.
Just so they would know it was true.
Bullshit. When she was cross-examined, they asked her to confirm that she had been interviewed numerous times by the police. And she said, yes.
I hope they tore her a new one.
So they then asked her to confirm that she lied to them every time. And she replied, yes, maybe. And they said, so you're still in shock 4 months, 6 months later, after continuing a relationship with this Brandon guy, after selling the family farm, all of the snakes, inheriting the life insurance, like getting out of town, you're still in shock?
Each time you came in? I didn't know what I was saying. I was so scared. I was frightened. I'm in shock right now. I'm still in shock.
So on the stand, she was apologetic to Sam for slandering him in such a way. But Sam was past the point of forgiving at that time. He was angry and repulsed and wanted justice for his brother.
Yeah, it was like, girl, I stood up for you and you threw me under the bus and ran over me several times.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
Like Clara Harris.
Yeah, and it took her 2.5 years to tell the truth. And only because the Brandon Blackwell spoke his truth.
Because he was mad.
Yep. So after almost 5 long years since 29-year-old Ben Renick was murdered, the jury came in with a verdict of guilty of murder in the second degree and armed criminal action after 12 hours of deliberating. Lindley, of course, was devastated and is 33 at this time. The jury then met for sentencing. Although Lindley could have received life imprisonment, the jury decided on 13 years for murder in the second degree and 3 years for the conviction of an armed criminal action. Jurors never said why they chose such a seemingly light punishment, but 6 weeks later, Sam would tell the court that the sentence itself was an injustice. He stated, I beg the common person to watch the trial again and ask themselves if my brother's life was worth only 16 years. As he recounted that horrific day, telling the court, devastation spared no one that day, that she put her children through this experience, and he was covered in his brother's blood, attempting to comfort the children, despite them asking if their daddy was dead.
13 years is nothing.
No. So Sam's frustration at the sentence seemed to be shared by the judge, but under the Missouri law, he could not increase Lindley's punishment. The judge told Lindley, you're awful lucky, ma'am. You're going to get out in your 40s, and my 40s weren't too bad. I just hope you don't kill again, and that's it. He struck the gavel, ending the court session.
She probably shouldn't put that on her dating app.
Got out in my 40s.
What? Single and ready to mingle.
Still looking good. Ashley Shaw was granted immunity after plotting with Lindley not once, but twice.
So she didn't have anything happen to her. Okay.
Sam has custody. Sam is Ben's brother, and he has custody of Ben and Lindley's children and vows to take care of them for the rest of his life. The loss of Ben Renick not only resonates with his family, but within the Slytherin world as well. Ben's reputation and passion for snakes won, and yet Ben Renick lives on in a way that he would surely have loved, celebrated with a new breed of snake named just for him.
What?
The Renick Ghost.
That's cool.
Yes. And so his legacy lives on in his little girl and
his
snake that has been named after him.
That was nice of the snake community.
I know. They really, really adored this guy. Like, he was the Superman of snake breeding.
That's crazy. Like, why can't you just get divorced? I know we say this every time a spouse kills the other one, but...
Well, it's because of the money, right?
Yeah.
But he was due to get $1.2 million, like, for his ball pythons. Like, what did she think? She just didn't want to deal with him anymore? Like, why?
Yeah.
I mean, you were going to be rich.
That just blows my mind.
Yeah. It's terrible. So, very sad story. Everybody stay warm-blooded.
Yeah, even if you're a Slytherin.
Even if you're a Slytherin, don't be cool. But be cool, okay? Yeah. All right, we will see you next time on another crazy bitch who is
unwell.
We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you liked it, please give us a good rating. You can listen on your favorite podcast platform with new releases every Friday. Just search for Bitch, I'm Not Well. Send us suggestions for an episode at b.tchimnotwell@gmail.com because Gmail won't let us use bitch. Or visit our website at www.bitchimnotwell.com for more podcasts and our fabulous merchandise.
We'll see you next week on another podcast about another crazy bitch who is truly unwell.